Give me, give me hope. Give me, give me faith. Give me, give me truth. Give me. asking why I preach against it, I believe that it is a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Shambles. 1, 2, 3, 4. to get to know someone. When traveling from coast to coast, it's hard to let anyone close. To see behind closed eyes, and it's hard to love unless you try. And how do you let someone in and let them know all you've been? Well, but sadly it was after I left that it crossed my mind that the girl of my dreams was a girl I just left behind. Again, oh honey, please forgive me, oh, for going on my way. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. You, it stops the time, and I feel pardon from my crimes. In your loving gracious ways, I could spend the rest of my days. Well, but sadly it was after I left that it crossed my mind that the girl of my dreams was a girl I just left behind. Please forgive me, oh, for going on my way. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Last rockets from the fullest hearts. Rockstar life, and we're paying our dues.
University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
up. 27 years ago. Yes, I was. Somebody tell me, what else can I do? But my